Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Questions People Ask, Part 2, Life's Important Concerns. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 58. What happens when I die? We need to address one of life's most important questions. Few topics teach us as much about how to live as the consideration of the issue of death. We're confronted with this eventuality every day, with murder, war, accidents, health crises, diseases, and so on. And nothing makes us mindful of our mortality and eternity like a close call. Have you had one? Have you had a close call with death? What happens when you die, or what comes after death? A study of all major religions of the world will produce only 7 options. First, nothing happens. Atheists and agnostics tell us that when we die, we just stay in the dirt. This is certainly the most hopeless option. Second, you return. Hindu, New Age, Scientologist, and other Eastern mystic religions believe that a person will return to Earth in a different form. Reincarnation, depending on the way they lived in the previous life. It's talking about karma. Third, discover nothingness. Those that embrace reincarnation usually also believe that after countless returns, one might discover the state of nirvana, the absence of self and pain, a kind of state of nothingness. Fourth, you return to space. Scientology teaches a belief that you're a reincarnation of aliens that came to Earth millions of years ago. At the end of the process, the thetan, or the space alien, will be released back into space. Fifth, you enter limbo. Catholicism teaches that at death, we go into an intermediate state called purgatory for cleansing. Other Catholics will eventually pray us out so that we can go to heaven. This doctrine has absolutely no biblical support at all. Others believe in a soul sleep after the resurrection. Both the soul and the body will be raised at the return of Christ. Sixth, we arrive in hell. 3 of the top 5 religions of the world teach the reality of hell: Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. And then 7th, arrive in heaven. Most religions believe in some form of heavenly afterlife for their followers. There is clearly some confusion about our departure from this physical world. What happens when you die? In answering the question, the Bible presents 5 facts about death that help us to live better. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 58. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible is put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So first, we have an appointment with death. Back to verses 21 and 22. Verses 21 and 22. For as in Adam all die, even so, in Christ, also be made alive. Billy Graham wrote, "The way we view death determines to a great degree the way we live our lives." Given that truth, we should try to understand death better. Remember these three biblical truths. First, sin produced death. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 56. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. And second, death passed from Adam to all. Romans 5, verse 12. "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned." And then third, everyone has an appointment with death. Hebrews 9:27. "And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment." And we cannot change that day, that appointment. We can't delay it, we can't speed it up, and we can't escape it. And then second, we transition through death. Verse 51 and 52. "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." Death is the transition from this physical life into the afterlife. And the transition occurs simultaneously with death. We do not lie in the grave or another state. Our body stays in the ground, but our spirit goes to be with the Lord immediately. 2 Corinthians 5:8, "We are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." David reassured us about death in Psalm 23 and verse 4. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Notice the word walk. Death is like a passageway we travel through. And then third, we are transformed into death. Verse 52, the third part of it, and verse 53. "And we shall be changed, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." We shall be changed. Throughout the larger passage, Paul indicated four things that will change in the death of a Christian. Our corruption will be changed to incorruption. Our dishonor will be changed to glory. Our weakness will be changed to power. Our natural body will be changed to a spiritual body. Verses 51 and 52 encourage that all believers will be changed in the rapture. What about Christians who have died? That was a great concern of the early church. They believed Jesus was coming during their lifetime. But what about loved ones who were dead? Well, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18 explains all that. "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." God will transform you into an eternal state instantly. And then fourth, we have a destination after death. Verses 48 and 49. "As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man." Where does someone go after death? Only two options. The unbeliever goes to eternal judgment in hell, The Christian goes to heaven to be with God. Although many either deny or ignore the reality of hell, the Bible reveals it as a literal and terrible place. No one needs to experience hell. Placing your faith in the saving work of Jesus changes your afterlife destination to heaven. And then fifth, we experience victory over death. But thanks be to, verse 57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We can see two important facts in this text. First, death is our enemy. But second, Jesus is our victor. By his resurrection, Jesus broke the power of death. And in so doing, he promised that death would not be able to hold those that believe in him. If the Lord's return is still a way off, we will all experience death. But death is not powerful enough to hold us. Are you ready to meet your King? Have you made the necessary preparations? Is Jesus Christ your personal Savior and Lord? We're all the same. We've all come the same way. For all who sinned to fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23 tells us. Then in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus. And why would God give us eternal life when we're sinners and deserve his punishment? Because he loves us. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And how did God show this love? In Jesus. God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We just need to confess it, that we have our trust and belief in Jesus. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made, with the heart we believe unto righteousness. And all who call upon the name of the Lord, they just ask him to forgive us, give us eternal life. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Is that your experience? Is Jesus your personal Savior and Lord? If not, you take care of that business today, and you have a great day.